Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time, new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Welcome to Power Hour with Cenk Uygur and Nina Turner. All right, so Nina, we're past Thanksgiving, we're on our way to Christmas. Before we get to the stories, different people have different feelings about Christmas. I happen to love it. I believe in Christmas trees. I believe in Santa. But you know, some other folks are a little bah humbug about it. Everybody's got a different feeling. So I'm curious, what are your thoughts on Christmas?
God, Cenk, you had to ask me that question. I grew up in a family where it was all the rage, even though I must say it's bittersweet for me because my mom had difficulty trying to afford, you know, gifts for seven children, and it was a depressing time for her. So I kind of feel mixed about it because as I grew up, I kind of took control of the holiday. But my grandmother, my mother's mother, she did it up. So Christmas tree lights every year had to be done. So I got, you know, a little bit of good and a little bit of kind of, dang, this is depressing.
Yeah, so no, I'm glad I asked you. Not to depress you, but like, it's interesting to hear other people's perspectives. Like I remember, you know, and it's so hard for everybody to think outside their own perspective. So when I was growing up, I loved Thanksgiving and I still do. And it's because I was lucky, I had a good family environment. We have family and friends over and it'd be great. And then when I went to college, I heard people, some of them hated Thanksgiving. I was like, who would hate Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
Until you find out, oh, it's because their parents were divorced and you know, and you had this issue and that issue. And hopefully that makes you a better person and see other people's perspectives, etc. So, okay, I hear you.
Absolutely.
Still, Christmas trees rock, I'm just saying.
They do. They absolutely. I think my grandmother's probably rolling over her grave that I don't put up a tree every year. But I like the spirit of it. I like the songs. I love the cartoons. I watch a cartoon. I make my son watch a cartoon with me every year to this very day. It has to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Santa Claus is coming to town. So, you know.
Yeah. I say this all the time, for non-Christian family that we are, we're not anywhere near Christian, right? The atheist, one had no religion, the other one was Muslim in the beginning, so the minute we could buy a Christmas tree, boom, we're on it. And we got it, we decorated it. My Muslim mom came over to help decorate the tree, and we love Christmas songs. We can't get enough of the holiday. And besides which, really, does it really have anything to do with the Bible? I mean, no offense to anybody, right? But I didn't.
No,
I looked and
not
looked.
That
I
part could, of it.
Yeah, I couldn't find Santa anywhere near the Bible. You know, in a lot of ways, Santa was like, "Oh, Jesus, it's your birthday, is it? Is it? Because I'm gonna take this holiday over."
That is another thing, that conflict with my religion. There, like, wait a minute. So I do both. You know, I do the secular part, and I certainly do the Christian part.
All right, good. All right, now on to serious stuff. So what's our story of the week?
Our story of the week is that the DOJ is suing Texas. Go figure. They always do everything bigger in Texas, and sometimes bigger is not always better. And they're suing them over voting rights. It turns out that trying to stop Black and Latino voters from voting violates a little thing called the Voting Rights Act. Go figure, can you believe it? And so this is the second time in the past month that the DOJ has sued Texas over voting. voting related concerns. We know that we're pretty much still in this conundrum, Jink, because of Shelby V. Holder. I'm sure we both are old enough to remember. And the Congress has not acted even to this very moment to right the wrongs of what I think is was a terrible Supreme Court decision in Shelby V. Holder. And so the minority voters accounted for about 95% of the population growth in Texas over the last decade. However, underline this and underscore, there are no new majority-minority districts in the plan. So what the Republicans are doing, you know, if you can't win it, we're gonna rig it. I mean, that's their mantra. And Texas gained 2 new seats in Congress because of this enormous population growth, and they're still rigging it. And that population growth has happened over the decade. So let's look at what Sam Levin wrote. You know, he wrote an awesome article in the Guardian, and so I want to share with our members what he had to say. And he said the new maps give Republicans a hold on 25 of Texas's 38 congressional seats and help them maintain their majorities in the state legislature. Now, this hold, though, is artificial because they are drawing lines to benefit politicians and not drawing the lines to benefit the voters.
Yeah, so there's two different issues here that I guess smushed into one. One is how badly the Republicans are gerrymandering every state that they're in charge of. So
yeah,
in North Carolina, it's at the presidential level, it was about a 1.5-point margin. So it's very tight. And Democrats have won the governor's race many times recently. So North Carolina is, you know, it's a southern state. So you think, oh, pretty red. Not really. It's very purple and very close. But Republicans have gerrymandered it so that they have 10 out of the 14 seats in North Carolina. So it's,
yeah, no surprise.
And once they lock in that advantage, especially at the state legislature level where they draw the maps, then it becomes nearly impossible to overcome it, because then the politicians have effectively picked their voters instead of the voters picking the politicians. And so Democrats, no matter how, like, they have to win by overwhelming majorities to recapture the state legislature so they could redo the maps both for the state and at the federal level, right? So that's an incredibly difficult problem to solve. And then secondly, there's the racial component here. And that's why the Voting Rights Act is involved in Texas, because they're basically gerrymandering it so badly that they're taking away the rights of Black and Latino voters. And that's why the DOJ gets involved. So Nina, unfortunately, it comes back to the same thing, though. But go ahead.
Right. I mean, they don't care. You and I have discussed this. We've discussed it on air, off air. The Republicans just don't care. And that is why, to me, it's cruel and very unfortunate that Democrats are not doing more to plan for these moments. I mean, we knew that 10 years was going to pass by. The Republicans did the same thing, you know, when the census and redistricting happened in, you know, right after the 2010 census, the same pattern happens every 10 years. So nobody should be surprised. And I will repeat again, as I often do in terms of sharing my professional experience, that I was in the Ohio legislature the last time that this happened. And I absolutely voted against those maps because they were gerrymandered and they broke up communities. There was a total disregard for the needs of Ohioans and more concern about the political needs of politicians. This is not the way this should go.
Yeah, so Corn2099 wrote in on Twitch, why isn't this illegal? It seems pretty blatant. Well, you're not wrong to think of it that way. If you don't follow politics closely, you'd be really surprised at this. It's very blatant. And they're not even trying to be fair. That was to Nina's point. The Republicans don't care about fairness. They care about power. And so, but Democrats, how could you not see this coming? In fact, that Lisa Sauce 240 writing also on Twitch, if only there was a bill that would stop all this gerrymandering. And
right,
of course, they're being sarcastic because there is a bill, Nina, isn't there? And that goes again to Democratic incompetence.
Yeah, and they're not even trying. I mean, what we just had groups of people, primarily women, black women led organizations, have been going to Washington off and on for months, and then other civil rights organizations. But I just want to put a finer point on the black women led organizations. And what sense does it make that African Americans and other people of color, and then just activists who care about voting rights in general, yes, do African American community, because of our history in this country, have an extra, extra special care and concern about voting rights? Absolutely. But all of us as Americans should care about voting rights in the United States of America. And it just, it really rubs me the wrong way. It burns my behind, you know. And if this wasn't a family show, I'd say it another way so folks can pick up on what I'm putting down. That the Democrats control all of the levers of power in D.C., yet you still got people marching and getting arrested for voting rights.
Yeah. You know, I want to build on that in two ways. One, look, the Democrats have disdain for their base. Let's just be honest about it. Because, you know, Ben Jealous, who's leading People for the American Way, League of Women Voters, all the groups you're talking about, Nina, even celebrities like Alyssa Milano, etc. They're all going down and getting arrested, chaining themselves to the White House, to all these different things to try to get their own party to do the thing that they promised that they would do. And we all thought, look, I thought that was a layup. Even me, I'm the most cynical person you'll ever find about politics. Nothing is ever gonna pass that isn't approved by corporations, or as Nina would put it, their owner donors. But voting rights don't have anything to do with corporations. And it was the bare minimum that they promised their own voters, and it actually affects whether they win or not. So they have their own personal interest. And yet they still have such disdain for their base that they're base has to go and get arrested to try to get their attention to do the right thing. It's just unbelievable weakness. How could you look? For the People Act ends gerrymandering at the national level, meaning all these gerrymandered maps with all the absurdity and the 10 out of 14 and all the injustice would be wiped away. Right now, Nina, I just read right before we got on air that the gerrymandering continues. I think the last time you and I talked about it, the Republicans had picked up another 5 seats without doing anything because of the gerrymandering. Yeah. They changed the districts. Now, the article I read before we went on air today was about now they picked up 10 to 15 seats because they're in essence cheating all across the country. And the Democrats' refrain every single time is, golly gee, there's nothing we could do. How about pass your own damn bill when you control all of Congress and the White House?
How about that? And you know, Gene, you said that voting rights had nothing to do with corporations. I want to add to that. I want to take us back around the block. It does. Because the more the types of people, the working class coalition in this country vote, then they determine what type of elected officials actually go to office. And then maybe the corporations and the owner donors would not have as much power. So there is how, you know, even though it's not directly linked, I think there is an indirect link to this, to the power grab. But you know, I'm picturing the Pac-Man video game, if people are old enough to remember that game. And they're just gobbling up everything and they don't care. They have absolutely no care or concern about the everyday people of this nation. And shame on both Democrats and Republicans. Let's not leave them out, Jane, because they are especially, well, we're talking about them on the state level. They control state legislatures. And that's another flaw for Democrats. Totally give up on even trying to win, trying to have a plan, because it takes a plan. You got to work your plan and plan your work to win more seats in state legislatures. So at least we can blunt some of the carnage created by Republicans on state level that impacts the federal level.
So look, let me just back up what you're saying in a couple of different ways. So the reason why they're not passing For the People Act, which would end this, it would restore voting rights across the country for the different states that are restricting voting in certain areas for certain populations and demographics. They're not passing it because they would need to end the filibuster to pass it. And if you end the filibuster, you have no excuse for not delivering on economic issues to your voters. And they desperately want that excuse because they never meant it. They just, and their donors told them, no, I don't want you passing higher wages. I don't want paid family leave. I don't want any of that stuff. So you got to keep the filibuster so we have an excuse not to do any of those economic issues. And the fact that they're playing along with that is gross. But to Nina's point about the Republicans, they're the ones cheating in the first place. So let me show you some of these maps here. Let's put up Texas if we can, the old map and the new map. And you know, look, it's you see these weird districts that they draw up, and then in the new map, they're weird in a different way. They're totally redrawn. What happened? Did the politics change? Did the rational, logical way of drawing up maps change? No, the population changed. So they just redrew all of the lines in any way they needed to make sure that they had more seats. And they don't care how many people have more votes across the state. There are many states where Democrats get more votes than Republicans, but Republicans control far more seats because of the gerrymandering. Well, look, that's not how a democracy is supposed to work. Republicans know that, and they don't give a damn about democracy. For them, they care so much more about power than they do about love of country, love of America, and the democracy that it stands for. And for Democrats, they care more about their donors, etc. And Nina, I'll end on this. Like, this was so the bare minimum that I think if and look, I'll even, I know that the anti-corruption parts of For the People Act were never going to pass. That's where my cynicism comes back in.
Yeah.
Because there were some actual provisions that were great in there that would limit the power of the donors. That had a 0% chance of passing. Okay, fine, take it out. I hate it. I hate that you're taking it out. And I know you're corrupt, but for God's sake, at least pass the end of gerrymandering and the end of voting restrictions in each state. That's, it's insane not to pass it. So if they don't, there's no one can excuse Biden's weakness. That would just be cemented in stone, right?
That's right. And even the John Lewis Act, which is, you know, part of the whole package, all of the praise certainly heaped on the late congressman, well deserved, all of that. But what would you think he would want to have happen in this moment? So again, they give a whole lot of lip service. Even their own beloved colleague would have wanted to see these pieces of legislation become actual law and be implemented. But here they are playing games as usual. You know, Jen, I'm thinking about that quote, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's what we have going on here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, so let me read some comments first. The overwhelming thing I'm getting from the comments is they really want you to curse. Thomas,
they don't want to unleash that crack. Don't unleash that cracking, baby. You don't want that. I mean, never stop.
So Thomas Anakin wrote in, I love that Nina always wants to swear but resists. And then Tina wrote in, yes. Nina, it's members only time. Use that language. So you know what? We technically could, because we're putting some of these clips up online. Not all of them, but some of them over the weekend. We could edit it out. You know.
Please don't. Please, y'all don't do that to me. Don't do it. Don't tempt me.
Yeah. So, all right, let me read last two quotes here. Little Mac McGee says, but Cenk, they love the corruption because it keeps corporate control. They want to keep the gerrymandering for the exact same reason they want to keep the filibuster. Yeah. That's a great point.
That's right. That is very good point.
Yeah, and
very
I
had, good point.
Yeah, I had never framed it that way. You're right. I mean, why keep the filibuster? It's an excuse, right? But the gerrymandering is also an excuse. If you took away the gerrymandering, Democrats would almost always win the House, right? And so, if you do that, well, then how are the Republicans ever going to pass trillions of dollars of tax cuts for the wealthy while the Democrats pretend there's nothing they could do? So look at how smart our members are. I love that.
Hey, extraordinarily smart.
And then Ice Water for the Damned writes in.
I love that.
Yeah, well, they're gonna need it. Just a thought, if the Dems had five more Senate seats, who needs Joe Manchin? And he doesn't want any changes. Weird, right? So again, good, cynical, but correct point about they might not want to end gerrymandering because then that would take power away from Manchin and the excuse that they have for giving in to corporate rule. Okay, but one person didn't, and that's our hero of the week. So, Nino, who is our hero of the week?
Oh my goodness. Our hero of the week is somebody that you and I, Jink, work with and admire a lot. Somebody that is in that ultra, ultra wealthy donor, both donor, but ultra, ultra wealthy class, but understands from his working class roots, his poor roots, a son done good, and has not lost the common touch, nor has he forgotten where he came from. And that is none other than Joe Sandberg. Now, he is funding an initiative that will go on the ballot next year in the great state of California that could increase the minimum wage, depending on how the voters vote, to $18 an hour. Beautiful thing. And so Joe Sandberg said he will finance the signature gathering process, which we know is very expensive, to qualify the ballot initiative for the November election, and that is 2022. It would gradually increase the state minimum wage starting in 2023, then rise to $18 an hour for all size businesses by 2026. Oh my God. And so a lot of times, what brings me great joy about this is that this man is an economic justice activist, and you and I both know his story of humble beginnings, has not forgotten where he came from. And he is an example of how we need more people of great economic means like a Joe Sandberg to be on the side of this movement.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things here. You know, I asked Nina about Christmas at the beginning of the show, and she told a story that I didn't expect about how, you know, her mom struggled during Christmas with seven kids and finding the money for it, etc. And so Joe has a similar story. He grew up poor, and their house was foreclosed on when he was young. And so, since all of us grew up middle class and poor and etc., it's easier for us to empathize because we've been there, right? And so that's why I tell you guys, look, don't anything that's categorizes any group of people in a certain way is silly, right? So
that's
why I don't like those shirts that say eat the rich. I know young people, they think, oh yeah, let's go, right? But yeah, it depends.
Can we say eat most of them? Or eat some of them, I don't know, but you're right.
Right.
And lump everybody in, yeah.
And to the point that Nina's making, look, a lot of the donor class, the great majority of the donor class, first of all, not all wealthy people try to control politics, right? So I don't know if LeBron or Oprah or whatever are giving money to politicians. I doubt it, right? And so, but for the ones that are giving, the great majority are doing it in selfish ways. They want tax cuts for the rich because they're rich. They want deregulation of their business, etc. But there are some wonderful folks in the world. That's why I tell you, don't lose hope. As Nina says about Harry Tubman, that quote, by the way, Nina, I looked that up and told my son last night, because he's doing homework. It's nearly midnight. He's 11 years old. He waited too long. And he's like, you know, Dad, what should I do? I got to turn it in tomorrow. And then I said, here, I got the quote for you. Okay. Keep going. Keep going.
It's beautiful. Okay. Keep going, baby.
And so in Joe's case, he's like, oh, Republican donors and sometimes Democratic donors, they're gonna go in the wrong direction. Well, I'm gonna go in the right direction. Okay, you're gonna put money in towards, you know, for the bad guys, I'm gonna put in money for good guys. Okay. So in this case, he's financing the ballot initiative. Otherwise, it costs a lot of money, a lot of
very expensive,
like into the millions of dollars to get a ballot measure, especially in a state as large as California. So when, like, that's a really significant act of generosity, and that's why you've got him as hero of the week here to say, no, I got you guys, okay? Because and even if that takes money away from profits, he owns, for example, he's one of the co-founders of Aspiration. That's a sponsor of ours. I always tell you that every time, right? You should know that. But that's a good guy company that tries to save the planet, etc., right? And he's like, no, I'm gonna put my own money in, and then my workers are gonna have higher wages. Yes, that's less profits for me, but I don't need it, right? And when do you ever hear people go, hey, you know what? I got enough. I don't need it. I want to help others. That should be to fundamental decency that we've lost track of in this country. Now to the point about how important this ballot measure is, it isn't just about California. If California goes to $18, Manchin and those guys talking about $11 at the national level looks silly. It's obviously not enough. It's an insult, right? That gives Bernie Sanders and progressives in Congress the power to push for 15 and not lower, because now we're past 15. Now California is at 18 and going, right?
That's it. I mean, amen. If California goes, so goes the nation. I mean, this is a really, really tremendously big deal. And I also believe, Jim, I believe that Joe is already paying his employees well over. You know, he is out there on it. I mean, people can check the receipts, always saying that if minimum wage had kept up with inflation or with productivity, it'd be closer to $25 than it is to even to $15. And I believe he's already paying his employees about $25 an hour. He's above. He is actually living out, you know, what he stands for. He's in a position to do that, and he's actually doing it, which is a beautiful thing. And there are many Joe Sandbergs in the world that we don't often get a chance to talk about, and that's the beauty of this. I want to remind the members to check out Patriotic Millionaires too when you get a chance. That is another group, albeit it definitely should be larger. But kudos to a group that got together and said, please tax the hell out of us. What is happening is not right, because they understand that we are all we're indelibly linked. We are linked. I mean, some of this stuff is for altruistic reasons. Others of this is just makes plain common sense that my safety is definitely tied to you feeling safe. My pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness is tied either directly or indirectly to your pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. We know we're always going to have outliers in life. I get it. We get that. But by and large, those of us who have opportunity cannot continue to enjoy that opportunity if the masses don't have equal opportunity or can get as close to those opportunities. So, man, hats off to Joe for doing this. And we know that, you know, day-to-day life is getting more expensive for people. California, I mean, it's a very expensive state to live in. And skyrocketing inflation rates push consumer prices nationwide. We know gas is up, prices, food prices up, everything is up. CEOs are making money hand over freaking fist, yet want to deny their workers a living wage. I mean, Gene, look what Kellogg's just did. They said, F you guys. We just gonna go ahead and hire some new people because we don't want to collectively bargain with you.
Yeah, no. Look, I know a couple of guys that are very wealthy that are progressives that are definitely good guys. And so now you say, hey, you're biased. No, I'm not biased. I wasn't friends with them before, but they watch the Young Turks, and then I meet them partly because of that. And then I remember I sat down with one guy, and he said, this is an outrage. Why aren't my taxes 70%? They should obviously be 70%. That's when the economy does best. I don't need more of this money. We need to get this so that we have opportunity. And by the way, universally, almost every one of those guys grew up poor or middle class, okay? Mm-hmm. Another guy that I know, I don't know if he wants his name out there, but he's just a wonderful guy and a good friend now, gave nearly $1 million to Just Democrats. That helped Cory Bush win, Jamal Bowman win, etc. Right, and you're right. Joe does $25 minimum wage at aspiration. That's $52,000 a year. Look, if this ballot measure passes that he's financing, that gives, I did the math on it. I showed it on the show the other day. $6,240 raise to everyone at minimum wage.
Come on,
that's a $6,000 raise, right? Yeah. Because somebody who didn't know you fought for you. Okay,
come on.
And so that, I mean, as you were co-chair of the Bernie Sanders campaign, Nina, that was the whole point. Fight for someone you don't know, right? That's what makes us progressive. Yeah. And fighting for others. Look, I'm gonna give you the last couple of stats here because they're amazing. So Joe also pushed for the earned income tax credit in California and got it passed back in 2015. That has put $10 billion into the hands of the working poor, $10 billion extra dollars. Now, then the rich complain, other rich complain, oh, well, that's class warfare and redistribution of wealth. No, but how about all the laws you passed to redistribute wealth to the top? where you said no, minimum wage should be down at 7.25. I should be deregulated. You should cut my tax cuts. It's my taxes, etc. No, they already redistributed it to the top. What Joe's trying to do is get back some of it to you guys who need it. And then when California earlier had passed $15 minimum wage, that redistributed $20 billion again to the working poor who needed it way more. And by the way, no company went bankrupt. All of those, that scaremongering was total lies. Nobody got fired. Okay, what it did was it took tremendous corporate profits and took a small percentage and gave it to the people who are actually working to create that. So, and if you do it again with $18 minimum wage, even if you say, oh, you know what, Nina and Cenk, no, Joe, I don't know if I trust them. I mean, you know, and so I'm skeptical. I'm saying it doesn't matter. Okay, so don't believe us on that. Just vote for the ballot measure. Okay, because the ballot measure actually gets you a huge raise.
It does, but they can check the receipts too. This man has been advocating for this for a very long time. He is an economic justice activist. He believes that we need to close the wealth gap. And you want to talk about finding the power, having the power, doing something with the power? Guess what? We have just given a very tangible example of what someone can do who has the means and has a modicum of power. What that person can do with that power and galvanize, because he knows he cannot do this all by himself. He only has one vote, right? He can help and fund the ballot initiative, but this is going to be a full-fledged campaign. So you're right, Cenk, they don't have to believe us. Just check the receipts.